Excellent. Okay, we're gonna like move on now to someone who I've been asked to introduce merely as Clock, and he's going to be talking about his user-controlled technology, optical data link. And I'm not reading that off the screen. I'm reading it out of that laser that's beaming it straight into my head. I'll hand over to you.
Hi, my name is Karel Kulhavý, and I'm going to present my project of optical data link. The project is called Ronja, and it's user-controlled technology. That means that the user has control of the technology completely in his hands. If you want to ask how completely, the answer is completely. Optical data link is a thing you can use for transmission of data without using wires. And it's using light, ordinary red light you can see here. And I am the author of this project. The project started in 1998 as experiments with IRDA at speed 115 kilobits. And now in the year 2005, the speed is 10 megabits, the range is 1.4 kilometers, and the link is operating full duplex. That means that the data can pass at the same time in both directions simultaneously. And there are two variants, red light or infrared light. Infrared light is basically a red light which is shifted in frequency so you can't see it. And the user control technology means that the complete building guide for the link is available on the website, and it's designed to be built from readily available, easy to find components. No highly sophisticated special chips are necessary. The project is put in a wider framework called Twilight Labs, which is a group of friends who are doing open free software and free technology. For example, my friend Mikuláš Patečka has written a web browser for which I have written a graphics rendering. The range of the link is given by the fact that the transmission is done by light. During rain or snow, there are no problems. There are problems only during fog. The range is 1.4 kilometers when the atmospheric visibility is 4 kilometers. So when the atmospheric visibility drops down to 50 meters, you are not going to transmit any data. And the range is stable. It's not dependent on if some lady is going to switch her microwave on or not. It's given only by white noise from the sun, and that's a thing given by nature and doesn't change. I should tell you something about the pictures. Here is a house. This is a house. And this is the Ronja optical data link installed on the rooftop. And you can see this picture only if you put your hand into the narrow carrier beam. This is a typical Ronja device. If you want to connect with your friend, you have to install this thing on your house. And this is a typical Ronja installation on chimney. There are actually two, one is facing us and the other is going horizontally. The transmitter of the device is powered by ordinary LED light diode, which is used in car brake lights and costs about $1. Then optics, which is 13 centimeter loop. And the transmitter is transmitting 17 milliwatts of red light and is unconditionally eye safe. The divergence of the beam is that you get 4 meter spots at 1 kilometer distance. The material to build the link costs about $100, and the most expensive components in electronics that cost $1.20, which is a crystal oscillator, and you get similar costs in mechanics and optics, so you can see that's made from general purpose components. You have to invest 70 hours of building time if you are average Joe, but if you want to build these links in larger quantities, you can optimize your building if you plan, because most time is spent on looking for the parts and tools. This is a picture of another transmitter, again mounted on a rooftop. These are the lenses, ordinary loops, and these are optical heads being assembled in someone's cellar. The advantage is of this approach are that there are no interferences. You are not regulated by any bodies, governmental bodies, and you are not generating any electrosmog. The eavesdropping is difficult because to eavesdrop you have to get into the carrier beam, which is usually difficult, and the throughput of the link is very smooth. Like, we have been copying 30 gigabyte disk for backup, and we have been browsing through the link using SSH, and you don't see any slowdown. That's given by the fact that the link is full duplex. And in ordinary operation, there is usually no packet loss. The bit error rate is one lost bit in 1 billion. This is installation in Lausanne in Switzerland. The disadvantages of this approach are that you get a dropout on fog, which is not a problem for ordinary usage. There are strict mount requirements. You have to mount on wall, you can't mount on wood, and you can make only point-to-point links. You can't make kind of access points. And the mechanics is heavy, about 10 or 20 kilograms. What you see here is the carrier beam and fog. Here is a house, and the device is mounted on the rooftop. The support for users is a very important thing, because the users are going to build it and they don't have any experience. Someone said on the mailing list, I have populated more than 20 twisters and I have to say all worked on the first try. Twister is a module of Ronja. And if the user adheres to the guide, the device is supposed to work on the first try. If the device doesn't work, it's bug of the guide, and he reports it to the Ronja mailing list, and I try to solve it. And the bugs have priority to features, because if it would be the other way, you would get just creeping featureism and unreliable device with a lot of features you couldn't use because it wouldn't work reliably. What you see here is complete electronics for one Ronja link. These are receivers, these are transmitters, and this is the logic. If you need enhanced reliability, you probably want to use Ronja together with Wi-Fi. This is a quotation from a node, which is a node in Prague of a community network which is using Ronja. Ronja is a really robust device. It runs on our 800 meter link, even if you cover 95% of the length with a paper. That will be useful when a fog comes. If you can't wait with your work, even if in thick fog, then you want to install Wi-Fi together with Ronja. But this has special software requirements. You have to program your OSPF or BGP daemon to detect the dropouts. Ronja has three different modules, which differ in the interface and in the light color. The electronics is chosen from 6 electronic modules. The mechanics is chosen from 7 mechanic modules, and there are 2 optical modules, which are the optical heads. So if you want one Ronja, you need one receiver, one transmitter, one interface, one optical head, one holder, one mechanical console and cabling. And one link is 2 Ronja devices. And you connect the link to PC or managed switch. This is the transmitter module, this is the holder, which facilitates rough and fine alignment, and this is a complete installation. The mechanical mounting is built from holder, which is responsible for the alignment, because that must be done precisely, and then consoles. Because for different situations, if you want to mount on chimney or on wall or on mast or on corner of building, you need to accommodate to the building with different mechanical consoles. The electronics is from about 3/4 made on printed boards. The module is called Twister, and the transmitter are already made on boards, and we plan to build everything on boards. To get such a board, you just go to the website, download a zip file, email that zip file to a board manufacturer, and then get the board by post. You don't have to think at all. And the format of the zip file is a standardized format you can send everywhere. We also tried to miniaturize using SMD components that was not on Rania but on different Twilight Labs project, and that was successful. We found out that it's very easy to solder that. The most important aspect of Rania is freedom, and we are using advanced free software tools for 3D and 2D modeling schematics, and there are 102 installations of Rania in the world with 57 kilometer total path length and in 9 different countries. In Prague there is a community network called CZ3 which has 21 links running, and the reason why they install it is because Rania is immune to interference, and they had problems with interference in Prague, very strong ones. Here you can see a satellite map of one Rania. The social aspects of the user control technology mean basically that the barrier between development and user is broken, and a modern autistic computer addict basically lifts his ass from the computer and goes to a garage with his friends and tools and has a lot of fun. And you can see people with building the device with children and dogs, and here people installing it on their houses. And actually the individuality of individual is more respected because the user and developer talks on the mailing list like human to human. The bottleneck of the project is that actually 80% of the development was done by me, just 20% by other people, and I have only about 1 hour daily for the project, and optimum would be about 8 hours. And the future of the project is we are having currently a prototype which will have a range of 3 kilometers, and we plan to build a 100 megabit and possibly a gigabit version, because someone has measured that this very cheap laser pointer has a bandwidth of 1 gigabit. This is me welding the Foxconn prototype, which is the transmitter for 3 kilometers. You can see it here. And now I'm going to show you the project in operation. Here the red light you can see is there are 3 boxes on the table. This is the logic, and this is a transmitter stacked on top of the receiver. And the red light here is bouncing from the mirror and coming back. And the whole system is connected to my computer via ordinary network card here. And I run a software which is measuring the packet loss on the path. And now if I put some object between, we have problem because the object is too reflective. It's very difficult to make Rania lose packets. Now you see 100% packet loss. It's the middle column here. These are measuring the packet loss. And I should end because we don't have enough time. And after this presentation, you can go downstairs where you will be able to try soldering a couple of components into the user control technology board yourself.
Fantastic. Thanks, Claude.
Thank you.
Can you try using that microphone? And any questions from the audience? If you pass me that one, then I can hand that out to the crowd. Like Kilroy.
How important is line of sight with Ronja?
It's very important. It's very important. If you don't have it, you can't transmit the data. But there is a trick, you can install mirrors everywhere you want. and these mirrors actually don't attenuate the sign almost at all. So if you want to play Star Wars or Deflector in a city, your path is open.
Wow. And any more questions from Gavin at the back? Start shouting, Gavin, and if it's complicated. The question is, have you tried gyroscopic mounting to make portable units? So you, what, on a car or something? Oh, you live on a boat, don't you, Gavin? So this is out of the question for you.
Are you asking if there are any versions, if there is any portable version? Basically, if you want portable version, you can align it properly, then the divergence has to be bigger and the distance is smaller. If you operate it without optics, the range is usually 2.5 meters. So you can use it as a replacement of IRDA. I can't understand why IRDA Association developed their standard at all when they have HAL duplex, they have 100 kilobits and 1 meter of range. And with components almost for free, you can build yourself a device which is on a table 2.5 meters, 10 megabits and full duplex.
I hope that answers your question. One more question here, unless anyone else has got any.
I was wondering about using it as a audio link rather than a data link. Have you done any research on that?
As a what, please? Audio link. If you want to transmit audio, like make a dedicated electronics for transmitting audio, people have succeeded in transmitting audio using LEDs, not lasers, ordinary shining LED diodes. Over a distance of, I think, 150 miles. That was a world record.
Wow. And what kind of data rates do you need? So it's obviously 100 kilobits per second for MP3
like
audio.
They were using analog audio. That's why they got so high range, because audio has very narrow bandwidth. But if you want to play MP3, that's 128 kilobits, then you load the link just from 1%.
So you could do that. Any more questions regarding... up there, you're going to shout out, Mark?
I don't understand. No.
Well, the question is, why do you have to use red LEDs rather than blue or green, depending if it was Christmas or something?
Because actually, you could see that I used a green one.
Actually, isn't it because red LEDs are cheaper than blue? Or?
Here I used green one because I couldn't get a red. because I needed it just for the measurement of the range. And not for the communication itself. The semiconductor detectors in the receiver aren't efficient at blue light and at green light. If you used green or blue, the range would be drastically reduced.
Okay, well, one last question.
Okay, about the range, what sort of range is reasonably feasible with 10 meg, and the Fogtown, that's with the laser, I presume?
No, that's not using laser, that's using Luxeon, which is a LED diode with about 3 watts of output power, and a huge 30 centimeters lens from a projector. And if you want big distance, something like 60 or 80 or 100 kilometers shouldn't be a problem, but that would work only on a perfectly clear day. So what we are actually interested in is the nominal range, which calculates with some kind of haze, which is often present in the air.
And you know, so there's an obvious trade-off between reliability and visibility, and you want something that works all the time.
Yes, like I was connected over Ronja in Prague. Actually, over 2 Ronjas in series in Prague for about 2 or 3 years, and I can say it's the most reliable connection, because the time when a fog comes, that doesn't happen often, and if it comes, you just go outside, take a walk, lift your ass from the computer, you know, and The reliability, if you put the Wi-Fi links in a chain, the reliability will drop down with the number of the links because the dropouts are uncorrelated. But with Ronja, the dropouts all day will happen at the same time,
so the reliability
will not be reduced.
Excellent. Thanks very much, Clark. Hopefully there'll be a bit more time for more questions at the end if you've thought of any. We are running slightly over, but if no one objects, we're going to have our last fun thing you could do at home. Can we try plugging the video projector into Matt's PC over there? And our last presenter is Matt Westcott, who's talking about installing Linux on that most ubiquitous of home technology devices. Yes, anyone remember what the old big iPod used to look like? Oh, those were the days, weren't they? You should get with these new ones, Matt. I understand you could. Oh, careful, thanks. So that goes in there. So hopefully there'll be a bit more time for more questions at the end that you can put to particular presentations or to the entire panel. There we go. And now I'll hand you over to Matt on that microphone.